Like, this is very serious, you know, and we take it very serious. We practice this. We make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make sure that we're keeping our family safe and that we're not doing nothing that's going to cause any hindrance or anything of the sort. We want to make sure that, you know, we're A-okay, and I hope you are too. You know, we're staying home, we're social distancing, we're doing all those things. But, you know, it's either we can give in to fear or we can keep moving forward. You see, this lady here, from her whole life and the things that we've seen of her story, we've seen that she went through a lot. For 12 years, she struggled. She suffered. You know, we quite haven't been 12 years in this scenario yet, and I'm believing it's not going to last that long, you know. But, you know, we can still persevere. We can get through this. So there's a few things that we can learn from this woman and how this story, this passage of Scripture applies to our lives. First of all, I'm going to point out, and this is pretty obvious, the number one thing is that we all face issues. Turn over in your Bibles to John chapter 16, verse 33 in the New Living Translation. It says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. It's kind of encouraging to know is that, you know, Jesus got us. Lord's got us. Yeah, we're going to face stuff. The Scripture says it right there in the book of John. We're going to face trials. We're going to face situations. There's going to be things that's going to happen that's not going to be nice. You know, there's different scenarios we've all gone through. You might be going through, you know, some sickness or some difficulties. You know, even right now with this thing that's going on, some people are struggling. They're laid off or, you know, they're no longer working and money might be running a little bit tight. Some people might be suffering with symptoms. Some people might be thinking, you know, stressing out about different things. You know, what are you going to do with the children? You know, there's different things you're thinking about and these pressures and, oh, Lord, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do? How are we going to handle this? Ah! There's so many questions and there's so many ways and so many things that we can get worried about and stressed out about. You know? But like this woman, yeah, we're all going to face stuff. But we control our outcome. That's interesting. All right, let's keep going here. Number two thing here that we can learn from this lady, from this passage of Scripture with this woman, it's found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. And this is very important for us to do. Yeah, we face issues, but we need to put aside, this is number two here, we need to put aside our own ways and look to the true answer. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, in the Living Bible, it says, next, learn to put aside your own desires so that you will become patient and godly, gladly letting God have His way with you. You see, a lot of times when we're going through stuff, we try and figure out, it's like, oh no, man, I can do this on my own. I got this. I know how I'm going to handle this. Well, let me tell you something. Our way is not always the best way. I'm speaking from experience. There's a lot of times that we choose to do things that, you know, we think that it's right. We think that it's the way that it needs to be done. But let me tell you something, my friend, it's not. See, a lot of times when we choose to do stuff on our own, we're going to find ourselves falling flat on our face and getting into trouble. You know, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we're going to be in trouble. When we start figuring, you know what, I can do this myself. I can figure out how to do this myself. I can do this on my own. Well, once we start figuring that out and start thinking that way, well, then that's an issue. Because we're not created that way. We're not Almighty God. You know, our ways is not better than His ways. So like that Scripture verse there says in 2 Peter, next, learn to put aside your own desires. Now, that can be hard because sometimes our own desires can be something that we really want to do. Especially when we're dealing with trials and tribulations and dealing with stuff, you know, we want to get out the most comfortable way possible. You ever feel that way? You ever feel like you want to get out, but you don't want to get out with no heartache? You want to do the most comfortable, most easiest way to get out of a situation. Well, that's not always the best way, and that's not always the way it's going to work, you know? Sometimes there's just no easy way out. Well, interesting. We don't try and deal with this on our own. We can't. You know, like I said, you know, the last few weeks I was buying into this media stuff that was going on and checking it out and seeing what in the world was going on. It was freaking me out, I'm not going to lie. You know? And then I started thinking, it's like, well, what should we do with our house? Should we be like buying up all these toilet papers and paper products, hand sanitizer, you know? Should we be buying enough food for like 6 months? Like, do I need to go buy another freezer? Like, what should we be doing here, you know? Because everyone's running away like crazy, you know? You can't get toilet paper. That's a real emergency when you can't get toilet paper. That's crazy, you know? The snow is still on the ground, so you can't find moss. You can't find no leaves anywhere because it's all buried up in snow. You know, that's bad. I was starting to look at socks, you know, keeping our old socks. I'm just joking. But maybe I was looking at the socks. But anyhow, you know, it could be serious. And all these things, it could be stressing us out. But you see, you look back at this woman. We see that we all face issues. And we see if we put aside our own ways and look to the true answer. You see, this lady, you know what she did? She decided, she came up with this plan that, you know, I've done it all my way. I've gone to the doctors for 12 years. And Scripture actually tells us here that she spent everything that she had going to physicians. And they all told her the same thing. They couldn't do nothing for her. Well, that's pretty bleak when you spend all everything that you have and every bit of money that you've got and everything you've ever worked for, you know, for 12 years and you got the same answer. Expect, you know, going to these professionals for help. And they keep telling you the same thing over. That can be very depressing. That can be very sad. I don't know about you if you've ever gone through anything like that, but that's not cool. That's pretty harsh, actually. That's hard to deal with. That's hard to live with. And so when you think about it with this lady, you know, the stuff that she went through, it's heart-wrenching to think about the pain and the agony for 12 years she suffered. But I think she got to the point, well, Scripture shows us here that she got to the point, she's like, you know what, enough's enough. I'm not doing it my way no more. Because she said that if I can just touch the hem of his garment. You see, she started doing something. She started thinking about what needed to be done. She heard about Jesus. She heard about the things that he was capable of doing. And so what she did is she acted. She'd done something. She didn't just stay there. You know, she was done dealing with her troubles in the natural. And she knew that if she got to Jesus, that she would be healed. She acted, or I should say she thought about it in her head. And she acted on it. She acted in faith. She went out in public, and she received that healing that she needed. She got her mind right, and she acted on what she was supposed to do. And then she walked into benefits of acting on the Word of God. That's exciting. You see, when we act on the Word of God, when we do what we're supposed to be doing, things start changing. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves in scenarios and situations, and we spend a lot of time there hanging out for whatever, and the reason is because we don't realize that the answer is in the Bible, that's in the Word. All we have to do is see what the Lord has said about our situation. It already said that you're healed. It says that we're blessed. It says that we're taken care of. The Bible tells us that God is our fortress and our refuge. Talks about how he is our protector, how he's our great shepherd, how he's our provider, how he's our healer. Come on now, if you're dealing with any situations in your life right now, God's got you covered. You got to get your mind thinking. You got to get thinking on the things of the Lord. You put away your own desires. And the only way that you think that things work out, and you change that thinking. And you start, you know, get rid of the carnal thinking and get into a spiritual mindset. You start thinking and acting on the Word of God, and boom, you'll see things happen. Come on now. I hear that, amen. That's good. Thank you. And so, we'll keep moving on here. This girl, this lady, for 12 years, she had the mindset of, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then she changed it. You know, she's like, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. She acted on the Word. She acted on what she was believing. Now, this brings me to my next point. The third thing that we can learn from this lady and from this scenario is that we need to be living the faith life. Oh, what's that? What are you talking about, the faith life? Well, let's turn over to Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 25. In the New Living Translation, Say amen when you're there. I hear that amen. Thank you. Then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you'll receive it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone who you are holding a grudge against, so that the Father in heaven will forgive you of your sins too. Now, we look back at our text of this lady, and we see that when Jesus was coming into town, he was among a crowd of people. Well, you know what this lady did here? The very fact that she got in amongst those people, she started edging her way through, and she got inside the crowd and pushing her way through. She knew that if she acted in faith, if she started moving forward, that if she started walking out and getting to Jesus, she knew what would happen. That she believed it, she was expecting it to happen, she knew it was going to happen, and she received it. You see, a lot of times in our lives, we deal with things that we don't need to deal with. We hold on to things that we don't need to hold on to. Jesus paid that penalty. He paid that price for us, that we don't have to deal with that no more. That's good. That's real good. Let's keep going here. So this lady, once again, she's walking through the crowd, and she's trying to reach to Jesus. And you got to understand now, there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people just pushing in around and crowding in around this lady. And, you know, it's tight. Now, let me tell you something. The very fact that she was there, she was risking her own life. You know, she was considered unclean in those days. And there was the possibility that she could be put to death for going out in public like that because she was considered unclean. So she was risking her life. Well, she had nothing left. And she was risking everything that she had left to get to Jesus, to see. Now that's exciting right there. Because now here we go. We see faith in action. We see this lady moving forward. We see this lady going to do something. She's acting on what she's been believing. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. Well, between you and him, between that lady and Jesus, she had to beat through the crowd. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be times in your life when you're going to have to beat through the crowd. There's going to be a lot of noise and a lot of things that's going to be pounding on you, that's going to be trying to get you off your A game, that's going to try and make so much noise and be so loud, and that's just going to try and distract you off of what Jesus has in store for you. You know? This right now that we're going through, this pandemic, this COVID-19 thing, this is just something that's going to try and get us off our A game. Let me tell you something. You keep strong. You keep pushing forward. You know, yeah, it might be a little bit boring being stuck home, but that's okay. You're safe at home right now. And you being obedient and listening to, you know, those are our leaders that are above us telling us we need to stay home. We need to be doing those things. God sees that. God sees that you're showing honor and respect to those leaders above us. You know, once again, that's acting in faith. That's doing. Because if we do our part, you know, Pastor Hagin says this all the time. He says it takes the natural and the supernatural coming together and making a supernatural force for God. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're doing our part in the natural. God's doing his part in the supernatural, and we're going to see an explosive power. I totally believe that when we come out of this, we're going to come out on top. I mean, we are going to be blessed. I mean, we're going to see things happen. There's going to be increases in your lives. Man, God's going to bless us. There's going to be awesome things happening. It's going to be good to get back to church with all of our friends. I just don't have to preach to a camera lens, but I actually get to preach to people that's sitting here. You know, that's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Woohoo! I'm excited for that. You know, we got to stand in faith. We keep confessing it. We keep believing it. You know, one thing in our household that we do continually over our children is we confess that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we confess that all the time over our kids. You know, when they were going to school every morning before we take them to school, we would confess that, and we'd do our morning devotions with the kids on the way, in the van, on the way to school. And then before we put them into bed, you know, we confess that over our children, myself or Kendra. My wife will either go up with the kids and put them to bed, and we'll say our prayers with them, and, you know, we'll confess together that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper, that we'll have a good night's rest, and that tomorrow is going to be a great day. You know, we do that every day, you know, with the children. And that's important because we believe that if we confess the word, we believe the word will manifest in our lives. And that's vital important. This woman here, once again, we can learn, living the faith life. She acted in faith. She got out of her house. She got off her bed. She, you know, she was done listening to what everyone was saying around her. She pushed into the crowd. She beat her way through the crowd. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and guess what? She got what she went for. Now, some of you tonight, you're watching, and you're dealing with some stuff. It might be anxiety, stress, financial issues. You know, Lord knows what you're dealing with. But you know what? Just press in. Touch the hem of his garment. He's got you. Amen. He's got you. Now, here's the fourth point I want to get to here tonight with you guys. It's found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. And we see this here, or this fourth point we can learn from this lady. It's never give up. Never give up. And Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31 tells us, "He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint." You feel tired right now? You feel a little weary sometimes? You feel like the situation you're going through is just wearing you down? Stand on this word. Never give up. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Yeah, I've had times in my life when I felt pretty tired and pretty powerless and not such a big spiritual faith person for sure. You know, there's times in my life I felt pretty defeated, not going to lie. I'm sure we've all felt like that. But you know what? Never give up. This lady, she pressed through. Verse 31 there, it says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength." That's the secret right there to our success, is trust in the Lord. You have to trust in the Lord. You have faith in God. He's got us. He's looking after us. He's providing for us. He's protecting us. All those things. He's got me and you. That's exciting to know. Today, as we were getting the ultrasound done and finding out what our child was going to be, a little girl, and, you know, I was thinking on how the technician guy there, and he was doing his thing on the computer with one hand and then, you know, doing the ultrasound machine on my wife's tummy and, you know, getting all the pictures and, you know, trying to see all the anatomy pictures of the baby. And it blew my mind as I'm watching this. And I'm like, God, you are so cool because you designed everybody differently, but yet you designed us all in a way that you see fit. And the way that you want us to be. See, God don't make mistakes. God knows what he's doing. And then just to see the miracle of how he designed this little baby, you know? You know, at 19 weeks, you know, the guy was showing us the little hands, the little feet, and little fingers, and, you know, you could go in there, you see the little heart pumping, and you see the brain and the face thing, and, you know, you see all the little organs. It is so cool. But you know what's even cooler is that God's got a plan for that child even before it's in the world. Scripture tells us, you know, the Bible tells us that God knows the plans and the purposes that he has for us. That he's seen us before we were here. He knows the outcome of these things we're going through. But let me tell you something. If you're standing fast and holding, standing firm on him, he's got you. You just got to walk in that. Sometimes it might seem pretty dark. Sometimes it might seem pretty scary. Sometimes, you don't know that next step, you don't know what's going to be there. Well, it's a faith journey. They don't call it the good fight of faith for nothing. Because here's the thing, the devil's going to try and do whatever he possibly can to try and knock you off your A game. He's going to try and put things in your path, going to try and cause you to stumble. He's going to put things in your head. You know, You're going to have thoughts and ideas that's going to come bombarding in on you. No, you can't do this. No, you're going to die. You're going to get that COVID-19. There's all this stuff's going to happen to you. Your life's going to fall apart. You're doomed. You ever have thoughts like that? Yeah, definitely. Well, the thing is that no matter how these thoughts are coming at you, no matter how much bombardment, you might even have people say these things to you. I know, right? But yeah, you might actually have some people say these things to you. You might have some of your friends, you know, we call them Job's comforters. You know? Oh, you better give up. Oh, you're not getting through this. Oh, woe is you. Well, let me tell you something. That's not what the Word of God says. Jeremiah 29:31, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Come on now, if we want to soar with eagles, we can't be hanging out with turkeys. You know? If we want to be running, well, then we got to get up off the couch. You know, if we want to walk distances and do things, well, we got to start moving. We got to start walking in that faith. We got to start trusting in God. We got to start seeing what the Word of God says about our situations, about what's going on. We don't trust, you know, on what Facebook is saying or what social media is telling us or what the news media is telling us, but we go by what the Word of God says. And if the Word of God says that we are champions, that we are triumphant, and that we win, well, that's what we need to stand on. That's what we need to live by. That's what we need to believe in. We win. See, we are created more than just survive, just to barely get by. We were created to thrive in this life. Scripture tells us that we are supposed to reign as kings in life. Now, in Bible school, you know, I have fun with this, and we talk about this in one of our classes. And I asked them, I said, okay, well, think about it. The Queen of England, does she have to worry about toilet paper? And the answer is usually no in class. I asked her, does she have to worry if there's milk in the fridge? No. Well, does she have to worry about if there's money in the bank account? No. You know, does she have to worry about if the floors are getting washed or if everything is getting dusted and polished or, you know, all those things. Does she have to worry about the laundry getting done? No, there's people that does that. Exactly. She's royalty, and she don't have to be stressing out about those things. Well, let me tell you something. If we're supposed to reign as kings in life, that's not for when we get to heaven. That's for right now, ladies and gentlemen. The reason that this lady got healed is because her life, she's supposed to reign as in life. She's supposed to be victorious. She trusted and acted on the Word of God. She knew that if she could touch the hem of His garment, she knew that if she could go see Jesus, she acted on her faith and she did something. Well, it's the same thing with your scenario and your situation you're dealing with. You're dealing with anxiety and fear. Trust in God. Scripture tells us He'll never leave us nor forsake us, that He sticks closer than a brother. That's good. It's my two brothers. One lives 6 hours away. The other one lives 16 hours away. I'm glad God's closer than that. But it's good to know that God's got us in every scenario. You know, this lady that had the problem for 12 years, I want you to think about the quality of life that she had. That was tough. 12 years of constantly going through suffering and being sick and just, that's no fun. I'm sure some of you've gone through situations for quite a while, and you know what it is to be feeling down. I know some of you know what it is to feel, you know, not the best, not the healthiest. Being stressed out, that's not a good feeling. But, you know, she spent everything that she had up to that point of meeting Jesus, everything that she had on getting better. And there's a lot of people, they do the same thing today. They spent all their money on trying to get out of financial debt, you know? They spent all their money on trying to find something that's missing in their lives. trying to spend all their money or spend all their time or, you know, whatever, trying to get better. Many people today, they do give up without ever getting their answer. But the reality is that we already have the solution to our problems. And when this lady with the issue of blood realized that the solution to her problem was Jesus Christ, well, she ran to it. She beat her way through the crowd, and she received what she needed. Well, same thing applies to us today. Is that, all right, we need to stop trying to do things on our own. We need to, okay, we're all going to face troubles. We're all going to face issues. We're all going to deal with things, you know, that's not going to be fun to deal with. We are all going to have life throw things at us that's not always going to be fun. But we don't give up. We live the faith life. We act on the Word of God. We speak to the mountain. Let's go back to Mark 11, 22, 25 real quick. Let's look at that again. And Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the seas, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. You have to believe that you have the answer to your problem. And if you want to thrive in life, just not survive, you want to, you know, reign as kings in life, if you want the benefits that God has for you, come on now. You got to have faith in God. You have to trust in Him. Speak to those mountains. Tell them where they got to go. Speak to those situations. Act on the Word of God. Do what God has called you to do. Isn't that good? Amen. That's good. I want you guys to think about this. This lady, she never gave up. 12 years. Don't you give up. You keep pushing through. You can do it. The lady suffered for such a long time, and you may be going through something horrible too. Turn over your Bibles again to John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. Hope you guys are getting something out of this tonight. It is very weird just preaching to a camera, not to people. That's for sure. But that's okay. Amen. Let's just see here what we got going on here. John chapter 16, verse 33, and it says, I have told you that all this so that you may be in peace here on earth. You will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Our peace is in the Lord. And yes, the world around us might seem crazy. The world is crazy. Simple as that. And our situation that you might be going through, things that we're going through, you're going through, we're all going through, you know, it might seem awful. But that scripture verse tells us right there, the last part of it, it says, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. The Lord's already dealt with our situations. We just got to walk in the benefits of it. We just got to walk in the fruit of what God's done for me and you, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that good? Isn't that exciting to know that those things that God has done for us? You know? So basically, what we've talked about, and it all boils down to this. You trust in God. We are victorious. We win. God's got us. If God is for me, who can be against me? You know, we need to be confessing those things and believing those things. And when you're home at night and, you know, Netflix isn't cutting it anymore and Facebook media is just not so nice anymore and you're getting scared about what's going on, you're feeling anxiety, stressed out, toilet paper might be running a little bit low, can't get no toilet paper, hand sanitizer is gone. You know what? Have faith in God. Trust in God. God's got you. God will never leave you. He's loving you. He's protecting you. Come on now. God is up to something. God is doing something big. I know He is. And even right now, you know, God's been talking to some people about this. You know, life's trials are no situations or a match for the Lord. We got this because He's got us. It doesn't matter what the TV says. It doesn't matter what social media or Facebook says. It doesn't even matter what some of your friends and family are saying. It only matters what the Word of God says. We are overcomers, we are victorious, and we win. Now, those of you that are watching tonight, and you'll be like, well, Pastor Steve, you know, that was all right what you said. And you said a few things there, you're crazy as can be, but you said a few things there that made a little bit of sense. And that, you know what, I need Jesus. I need to commit my life to Jesus. I need to make things right. Well, if you're watching this tonight and you know, you know what, I need to get back on track with God. You know, I've been dealing with stuff that, man, I shouldn't be dealing with. I've been trying to do it on my own. You know, I haven't been willing to submit to God and do what He wants me to do. I've been so worried, stressed out about stuff, man, I don't even know where my relationship with God is anymore. You know, if you need Jesus in your life, you need to get back on track with God. You know, tonight's a great night to do that. Don't let another moment pass. You know, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we know that God's got us. We know that God is looking after us. He's protecting us. He loves us. He blesses us. And come on now, we need to make, you know, preparations for these things. We need to make sure that our heart's in the right place with God. Like that woman that pushed through and got what she went for. She got healed. No more doctors, no more pain, no more suffering. She was set free, delivered, healed right there on the spot. You too can have that freedom. So if you're watching right now and you're dealing with something in your life and you want it gone, you need to get rid of it, I just gonna stretch my hands towards you. And you stretch your hands towards your screen right now. And Father God, I just pray for each person that is watching right now. Father God, you see their situations that they're going through. You see the scenarios. Father God, you know exactly what they're dealing with. Now, Father God, I know, Father, your word says that you are faithful, that you love us, that you provide for us, that you look after us. Now, Father God, I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are watching right now, and you see what they need in their bodies. Or, Father God, you see the situation. You see their bank accounts even. You know what they're going through. But, Father God, nothing is impossible for you. And Lord, I thank you for those that are going to make their lives right. And if you need to make your life right with God tonight, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Jesus, tonight I choose to follow you. I give you my life. I cast all of my cares upon you, Lord. I choose to surrender my life over to you. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to anxiety. Father God, I commit my life over to you tonight. I no longer just want to survive. But tonight, Lord, I choose to thrive. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross and becoming my Savior. And tonight I choose you to be my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, those of you that prayed that prayer for the first time or you said it again, let us know in the social stream. Shoot us an email here at Faith City Church. You know, if you want to talk, you can find me on Facebook, Steve Huzzy. I'm on Instagram, The Real Steve Huzzy. Hook me up, you know, follow me. Or, you know, let's contact, let's chat. You know, it's good to know that, you know, there's people out there that are believing with you, that are praying with you. And so, you know, hey, God's got you. God loves you. So that's right. We were more to just survive. We're to thrive. And like that woman, you push through, you get what you need. You trust in the Lord. Scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. You trust in God, He's going to show you what you need to do. Amen? Amen. Well, once again, guys, thank you for tuning in. And, you know, we want to say thank you from Faith City Church and all the staff here for your continued giving. We're able to do this. You know, stay tuned. Follow the Facebook page. You know, Pastor will be putting up stuff. Pastor Ken, myself, some of the other staff will be putting stuff up. And the next day or so, we're going to have a special little thing up for the children, all you kids. Stay tuned. We're going to have a little fun little contest we're going to do online with all of our faith kids that we're excited about. And so stay tuned for that on Facebook within the next day or so. Miss Kendra's going to come on, and she's going to talk to you guys about what we're doing with that. But once again, we love you. Thank you. We're praying for you. Hopefully you got something out of that tonight. Remember, you are loved. In Jesus' name, amen.